Good evening, everybody. We could gather on in. Thank you for the sounds of wonderful fellowship. I've heard a lot of laughter and just some good sounds coming from our sanctuary tonight, and I'm very thankful for that. Let's stand together, if you would. I know there's prayers that we need to pray, would like to have an opportunity to pray. I know there's some needs here tonight, and I have some needs. I'd like to pray again for my sister-in-law that lives in the Houston area. She needs a mighty touch of the Lord. There's others that we know that are in the hospital and what have you. Let's pray for these people. And let's pray for our service tonight that God would help us to be open to the Word of God. Thank the Lord. And everybody said amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Let's pray together. Jesus, we love you. We're thankful for the privilege, the opportunity to be here. We're thankful for your presence that's so consistent, so abiding, that's so felt. We're thankful, God, that you're here tonight. We pray for these things that's been mentioned tonight. We pray, God, that you would move and have your way in the lives of people. We pray, God, for healing. The folks that are in the hospital, you know who they are. We pray, God, that you would minister to them. I pray in Jesus' name that your spirit would work and make itself manifest in the lives of these folks. Bless in this service tonight. Help us to be open and receptive to the word of God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everybody say amen. Look at somebody fairly close to you and just say, I'm glad to see you. Thank the Lord. That's all I asked you to say was just, I'm glad to see you. You may be seated. Not time to launch into another long conversation with somebody. I'm teasing. This is wonderful. And the laughter, the chatter, I appreciate it and enjoy it so very much. A couple of announcements. If you need to, listen tonight to the announcements. I would first of all like to announce that we have a number of people that are planning to be baptized in the beautiful name of Jesus this coming Sunday. I'm thankful for that. Amen. And as a matter of fact, I think we have eight that's planning to be baptized this coming Sunday morning. We baptized somebody one time, and word got back to me that we need to announce when people are being baptized because somebody said they missed it. I don't really understand. I don't know what you were looking at. I do know what you was looking at. One of these probably would be my guess. But we're baptizing eight people here this coming Sunday. If you missed that, I don't know what to say. But that's what we're planning to do Sunday. So when the service opens and the music and singing starts, pay attention to the screen because it's going to be a wonderful time of celebration and rejoicing. And I'm so very thankful for that. I usually don't comment too much about our attendance, but it's Wednesday night. And we boiled over very nicely over 200 this past Sunday with 216 here Sunday. And I want to say again, go ahead, thank the Lord for that. Amen. I'll say again, 225, 230, you'll see the chairs arranged a little bit different. We have a plan. And so let's keep working. Let's keep getting there. I told somebody the other day when Brother Weber was here preaching, I just had a vision of what the back of our sanctuary could look at. We could make it look like we could make it a little bit deeper, do some risers, but all it would do is create a back row further away. That would be my hesitancy. If anything, we could enlarge the building going that way and not put another back row further away. Anyway, but let's grow Grace Church. What do you say? Amen. We'll make it work. We'll make it work, whatever it takes. So remember that for this coming Sunday. Also remember all of you men that would be interested in men's conference. It's April 25 through 27 at the campground. If you can go, please go. That's always tremendous, always a blessing. And then also that those, all of you that are doing Connect groups, thank you so much for that. They will be ending on Friday, May the 3rd. And I came to the churches past Saturday morning to meet with some people. And there, I'm not exaggerating, it looked like all over here there's just cars everywhere. And I thought, what am I missing? What did we announce that's up here that I didn't catch that announcement that I wasn't listening? Well, it was a Connect group meeting up here. Sister Renita's Connect group playing pickleball. And it looked like there were people everywhere to me. And I think that's wonderful. It's amazing. And all of you that are doing your Connect groups, thank you so very much. And then everybody listen carefully. On Sunday, May the 5th, our graduates will be honored. So please let the church office know if you will be graduating from high school or college, trade school, what have you. If you're graduating from the third grade to the fourth grade, we'll wait and honor you at a later date, if that's okay with y'all. But please, if you're graduating from high school, college, vocational school, et cetera, please let the church office know. We certainly want to honor you, and I do understand we will have a nice number of graduates from high school and college graduating this year. And so we're very, very excited about that. I get especially excited to honor our graduates from college because we're keeping them. They're staying here and staying in church and what have you. So I'm very, very excited about that. Wonderful group here tonight. Thank you so very much for coming. Certainly appreciate you being so faithful on Wednesday night as God is leading the Grace Church down a wonderful path of victory and celebration. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. And thank you all for being here tonight. Those of you watching live stream and Facebook Live, thank you so very much for that as well. Before we get into our presentation for tonight, I would appreciate your prayers for tonight. We will wrap up this. It ended up being a three-part series on the rapture. Did not intend for it to go that long. And there was a few people had words with me last Wednesday night for not finishing last Wednesday night. And that's okay. But you're welcome, those of you that weren't so interested in it keeping on going on. And you got out a little early. So half is happy and the other half maybe not so much. I don't know. Lord willing, we'll wrap this up tonight. There's two different directions prophecy-wise that I'd like to go into next week, starting next week. One is to talk about who I believe the Antichrist will be when he will be revealed and so on. The other is I certainly want to talk some about what's going to be happening in the tribulation period. They're both equally important to me, but I just want to find the right time to present the right thing. If you'll help, if you'll pray for Pastor, we would appreciate that so very much. Let's talk about the rapture. One more thing, if y'all will excuse Brother Dave, we've had a very nice Grace Steps class going on. I believe there were six that have gone through that class. Then we had two more that wanted to go through it, and they caught one of the Grace Steps that was going on with the six, and we need to finish up with these two, and then potentially we may have some more that want to go through it in the future. So we do them on Wednesday night, Sunday morning, whenever we can, whatever works for people's schedule. And but that's where Brother Dave has been. He's here. He's just been in another part of the building teaching, helping Grace Church to keep on moving forward. And everybody say amen. Good stuff, isn't it? I'm excited. Baptizing people going through our membership class. We're going to have a nice size leadership class coming up here in the next week or so. And I'm real excited about the progress that Grace Church is making. All right, let's jump into our our study tonight. We've read our text several times about the rapture, and tonight I will opt not to do that again. We will be going through it, and I'm quite confident that most of you are familiar with those texts anyway. Let me start right here that when the rapture takes place, people have been concerned about how long a person has been deceased, if they were cremated, if they were in an accident and lost limbs and what have you. How's all that going to happen? All I can say tonight is the Bible is very clear that when the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ will rise first. And I don't believe anybody's going to go to heaven with an imperfect body, with anything wrong with it. I'm going to talk a little bit more in just a second, but I want to assure everybody, I want everyone to be comforted here tonight by the fact the Bible teaches when the trump of God sounds, the dead in Christ will be raised first. So it doesn't matter who they are, how long they've been deceased, what happened to them that caused them to be deceased, they're going to be resurrected. There's an area that I want to talk about briefly tonight. These people will be resurrected. And then the Bible said in another place, I want y'all to hear what I'm about to say. Paul said that we shall be known even as we are known. That may not be the exact verbiage, but that's the essence of it. But then in another place, he said we see through a glass darkly. I have my own personal feelings. To me, it's a common sense deduction from what the scripture says and the examples we have from people who have been resurrected from the dead. There are at least three in the ministry of Christ that resurrected from the dead, and then Jesus himself resurrected from the dead, but his is the primary example that we will use tonight. But where the scripture says, people ask, when we get to heaven, will we know each other? I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to know everybody. Listen, there is no doubt or question in my mind that if you're resurrected from the dead or you're raptured, either way, there's going to be a transformation takes place in your body that I don't know if any of us could sufficiently describe it. Some of you will remember Sister Tenney was here a number of months ago, and she taught some things along this line, and she ended up teaching the same material at camp meeting. It was actually the first year that Brother Weber was the superintendent of Louisiana. It was his first camp meeting as superintendent, and she taught a day class. And she added a component to that teaching, and what she said made sense, and she was clear that she couldn't prove it with the scripture, but it made sense. It was a common sense deduction, if you will. But she likes to believe that when you're resurrected from the dead, or you are raptured, when we all get to heaven, that everybody will be in their early 30s. Around 30 years old, because that's how old a Jewish man had to be to go into ministry. And you're kind of at the prime age or whatever. Now, if you're 6 or 7 years old and you go in the rapture, to jump from 6 to 7 years old to 30 is quite overwhelming. But if you're 66 going on 67 and hoping for the rapture, boy, you talk about a hopeful thing right there, man. If I could shoot back to 30 real quick, come on, Jesus. That's another reason I want this to go ahead and wrap up right there, right? I understand what she was saying. So there's a lot of questions is the point. There's a lot of questions as to what are we going to be like at that time of rapture, at that time of resurrection, when we get to heaven. Paul said, we see through a glass darkly, and I believe the context of that statement is strictly knowing the future, exactly what our future is going to be here on earth and especially in heaven. There's a lot of questions. And a lot of those questions I don't believe the Bible answers. And I know there's people here tonight that they would like to think, I guess, they do whatever. But I've studied this, and if I can't find